You're listening to SBS News.
State and federal leaders have agreed to indefinitely suspend all Category 3 and most Category 2 surgeries from midnight. The cancellations will apply to both public and private hospitals to help free up resources such as personal protective equipment needed by healthcare staff. The decision comes as Prime Minister Scott Morrison appoints a new commissioner to advise Australian governments on what should be done to tackle the social and economic effects of coronavirus. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says decisions are not being made lightly, and the National Cabinet will meet again tonight.
There will be many other problems that need to solve, and Nev Power I have appointed as Executive Chairman of that Commission to help us solve those problems and work through them with all arms of government, right across government, working with states and territories, some of whom have also put in place similar arrangements to ensure we can get these problems sorted.
Health officials have confirmed more than 2,300 cases of the coronavirus in Australia just days after the country hit 1,000 on Saturday. Data shows less than 10% of cases have been hospitalised, but there have been 8 deaths from COVID-19 in Australia. The increase in confirmed cases has prompted the government to expand the list of businesses that will be forced to close their doors at midnight. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the increase in numbers means cases are being discovered and contact tracing is happening.
The ones that are most likely are those that have had either recent overseas travel or household contact with a confirmed case of COVID-19. But we also have a new category called suspect cases. So these will be people that have been in close contact, not just household contacts, international travel, cruise ship passengers.
New South Wales has more than 1,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 211 new cases in the past 24 hours. The state has a total of 1,029 cases, with 500 of those acquired overseas. 2 children under the age of 10 have the virus, and in both cases it was acquired from close contact with adults. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's critical people self-isolate when required to do so.
And that's why it's important at this stage to make sure people who are asked to self-isolate or people who should be self-isolating do so, because at this critical phase, whilst the majority of the cases acquired are from overseas travel or directly linked to people who've been overseas, that tells us to an extent that we are maintaining some control over the virus.
About 10% of the new cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales are linked to the passengers allowed to disembark from the Ruby Princess cruise ship. A woman aged in her 70s who was on the ship died yesterday after she contracted the virus. Ms. Berejiklian says everyone in government needs to take responsibility for the decision to allow the passengers off the ship. 133 people who are on board have developed the virus. Labor's Christina Keneally says the federal government needs to ensure there is no repeat of what she's called a calamity.
When it comes to our borders, the Minister for Home Affairs, Peter Dutton, and the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, need to get control of our borders today to ensure we do not have another calamitous arrival as we have seen with the Ruby Princess.
Cases in Queensland now stand at almost 450, with a number of new cases linked to Sales Restaurant in Noosa. Another 24 people have also been diagnosed after attending a 50th birthday party at the venue last week. The Queensland government is also closing camping grounds from Thursday, including on Fraser Island and Moreton Bay Islands. Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state's border closure takes effect from midnight, so travellers shouldn't come to Queensland.
Of course, the intention is not to disrupt those communities like the Tweed that live very closely, but there are exemptions and we're hoping to get those exemptions put together as quickly as possible. As I've said, these are uncharted times. We're working very closely together.
South Australia's Premier has announced a hotel will be available for frontline workers to contain them and prevent the spread of coronavirus. 2 people are in intensive care in South Australia with the disease. Western Australia's Premier is concerned too many coronavirus cases are linked to cruise ships, prompting Rottnest Island, 18 kilometres off the coast, to become a quarantine zone for Australians. The Northern Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner says he's worried about some visa holders falling through the cracks, and he'll make inquiries about international students. The Territory has set up a jobs hub for people to register for work such as fruit picking during the coronavirus pandemic if they have lost their existing jobs.
Our country is going through a massive shockwave right now. We've got leaders across this country making decisions about how can we save lives. We won't get everything right, but we're trying as hard as we can to make sure we control coronavirus in Northern Territory and people don't die.
And the Northern Territory has also announced it will suspend jury trials in the Territory until the 5th of June 2020. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.